Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, until Perek Yud, Mishnah Vov. The point of the following Mishnah is to teach us that if somebody carries something out in a Rishus HaRabim, or from one domain into another, in a way which is an unusual way to carry something, in such a case he will be exempt, since the Malacha of Hitzah implies a regular way of carrying something. If you do it in an unusual way, you will be exempt. So the Mishnah says, Hamitzi ben bimino ben mismoiloi, one who carried something out with his right hand or his left hand, b'socheko, by his chest, let's say he carries it under his garment by where his chest is, or even if he carries it on his shoulders, chayev, in these four scenarios he would be obligated, because these are all considered to be regular ways of carrying. Now the Mishnah explains the last one. How do we know that carrying on your shoulder is considered a regular way for carrying? Shekein masa b'nei kahos, because that is how the members of the family of Kahos carried things in the Midbar. Their job was to carry the Oron and the Mishkan and the other big kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah explicitly says, Bakosef Yisau, they will carry it on their shoulders. So you see that is considered a regular way of carrying. However, says the Mishnah, if it was Kle'acha Yodai, if it was carried in an indirect way, for example, Baragloi on his foot, Befiv, in his mouth, and we're discussing a case where it's not food. If he was carrying food, then it is considered regular to carry it in his mouth. With a marpkoi, if he carries it on the inside of his elbow, but oznoi, on his ear, but sa'oroi, in his hair, with a pundosoi, ufiolamata, in his money belt, which he wore around his waist, and it had a place in there to keep his money. If the opening of the hole to place money in there was facing downwards, then it's very easy for things to fall out of there, so it was not common for people to carry things in the money belt whilst the opening was facing downwards. Ben pudnosei lachalukai, if he hanged something between the money belt and his cloak, his shirt, or v'sfas chalukai, if he carries something in the edges of his shirt, or of his cloak, the hem, b'min olai, if he carries it in his shoe, b'sandolai, in his sandal, which usually refers to a stronger type of shoe. In all these cases, says the Mishnah, Potter, he is exempt, shelo heitzig derech hamitzian, since he did not carry something in the general way that people carry things. And this is really a principle with all of the malachos of Shabbos, that one is only chayev if he does it in the regular way of doing it.